Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers Tuesday the International Criminal Court's announcement that it is seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in dangerous hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. VOA's Catherine Gibson tells us the move drew bipartisan criticism in Washington.
Senator Ben Cardin is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I see as a step in the wrong direction that's going to make it more challenging for us to get the parties together. There's always been an understanding the ICC is there to deal with countries that don't have an independent judiciary. Israel has an independent judiciary.
The United States top diplomat says the ICC announcement complicates negotiations for a ceasefire in the conflict that began October 7th. Blinken told lawmakers the U.S. has warned Israel its offensive in the region could be deeply harmful to civilians. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Protesters interrupted U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as he began offering testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Pursuing
I was saying, the People's Republic of China.
Blinken reiterated the support of President Joe Biden's administration for Israel, but insisted it was focused on easing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Israel's shutdown and seizure of an Associated Press video camera that provided a live glimpse into Gaza alarmed many journalists. After widespread condemnation, though, including a call by the Biden administration for Israel to back off, authorities returned the AP's equipment.